The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
So welcome to Afkuf Beis. We have the whole sugya over here on Amid Beis going into our daf, where the Gemara wants to know about by Aaron and Bonov that the reason why the carbon was burnt was because there was nobody to eat it. They were in the state of Aninus, Tumah. And if we say the reason is because Aaron and Bonov were in a state of Aninus, so the Shaila is there was certainly another Kohen around. There was Pinchas. Pinchas should have eaten because the grandchildren, the nephew of Nadav Aviu, Pinchas, certainly is not in the state of Aninus. So why did he eat the carbon? Why did it have to be burnt? So the Gemara says that Pinchas was not in the Skadish because the original consecration, the original Kedusha of Kehanim included Aaron Ubonov, did not include Bnei Bonov. Once Aaron Ubonov were Nivdal, L'shoros L'fnei Hashem, like we pointed out a few shiurim ago, automatically that state is Al-Zarom. But the children that were born to Elozavi Samar, namely Pinchas, that was born before the Meshichas Aaron Ubonov, did not have an automatic state of kuna. That's why the Gemara says Pinchas had to be given Ha'isaloi Bris kuna. I said, I love him. He was given kuna when he killed Zimri. What was the big deal? He was a kohen anyways. He was given kuna because he wasn't a kohen. He was given the bris shalom of kuna only when he killed Zimri. So remember, he couldn't eat from the carbon. That's the chayyim of the Gemara. Lemaisa, the Rabbeinu Chaim, who's one of the Balei Tosfos, asked in the Pirush that's printed up in some of the Chumashim, New Chumashim, the Pirush Balei Tosfos al Torah from manuscript, is a kasha over there, an interesting kasha. The Pasuk says in Parashat Tzav that the Chos of Ashoik, the Chelik of every Korban Shlomo, which is given to the Kehanim, could be eaten by Aaron and Bonov. The Gemara learns out B'nei Beisa that B'noisav Shal Aaron can also eat from the Chos of Ashoik, even though they can't eat from Kodesh Kedoshim, but they can eat from Kachim Kal, they can eat from the Chos of Ashoik. The question is, B'nois Aaron, when we're talking about when the Halacha was given by Shivas Yimei Miluim, B'nois Aaron was certainly born before those 7 days. If they were born before, the Pasuk is talking to somebody who's alive already, who exists. That person, that daughter, whoever it was, that daughter of one of the daughter of Aaron, or the daughter of B'nai Aaron, only have Kedusha's Kohen because they were born from a Kohen who had already had Kedusha's Kuna. L'chay, they were also not Nimshach. So Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen of the Balei Tosfos, Mechadash HaChidush Gadol, that the din of Benoisov of Aaron to eat from the Chos of Ashoik, he says the same way there's a din, the Pasuk includes Kol B'nei Beisoi, Avodim of a Kohen can also eat from Chos of Ashoik, B'chor, let's say. The din is given to the Kehanim, only the Kehanim can eat. Bonov Benoisov, it's Kachem Kalm, doesn't have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Bonov Benoisov, Avodim can also eat. Truma also, an Eved of a Kohen can eat. What's an Eved? Eved certainly doesn't have Kedusha's Kuna. He's Shaykh to a Kohen. He's a Nitval to a Kohen. He's part of the Kohen's household. So really eats whatever dinim of the Kohen has. He doesn't have Kedusha's Kuna, but he has to eat with the family. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Certain things that a regular Yisrael wouldn't be allowed to eat, but an Eved could eat because he's a Nitval to a Kohen. Benoisim are no worse. Now this is a Chiddush. The way Reb Chaim Kohen explains it is because Harei the Gemara says in Kedusha Nav Gimel Amin Beis that a father gets Maisi Adayim of a Bas, or a father gets the Boishitz of Begam if his daughter is Nensa. The father gets the Knas. Why? Because the daughter belongs to him. Harei Biyod, the Gemara says L'Maisra L'Menuv L'Mukashkin. He can marry off. He can be Mekabel Kedusha Bal Korcho from anybody who he wants. If that's true, that he owns her legabe, her marriage, he owns her legabe, her marriage prospects, to a certain extent she's shaykh to him. That's the discussion of the Gemara over there. In the same vein, he says that the same way the Eved is shaykh is a nitval liba'olov to the Kohen, the daughter is also, because there's also a gemisa ownership of the daughter. It's biti nesati, she can marry her off. He has bailus in her. Now, does that mean that Imamish owns his daughter? No, it's a vice. It's a simin that she's a nitfal to him, that he has the din of kiddushel. The Evan is Mamish a proper ownership. Does that mean he owns his daughter? No, it means he has a schus. More so, it has to be that way, because Benoisiv Shalaron, it doesn't say any place in the Torah, or it doesn't say any place even not in that Torah. Halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa in the year Tov Shanayin Zayin, but halacha l'maisa in times of the Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't say in the Rambam, Gemaris, Yerushalmi, any of the Poskim, Teres Kayanim, that Benoisov of a Kohen are only allowed to eat truma when they're ketanim. And the only daughter who he has maisin, and the only daughter who he can marry off, the only daughter who he's mekabel baishul gam from, is only a ketanim, a boigeres. It's not anymore in the jurisdiction of her father. Father can't marry her off. If the father can't marry her off, l'chayosha can't eat. She's not considered a nitfal? No. She's a nitfal because she's a nitfal. The Reb Chaim Kohen is just bringing a dugma from the fact that he can marry off, that's the relationship that he has, but be'etzem it's shayich because she's a chelik of his household. So that's the chara poshut. However, the raya that we just brought from the adult children, the adult daughter of Kahanim, that they're allowed to eat, obviously has nothing to do with ownership being able to marry her off before, but that itself, that she's a part of his household, she can eat the chaz of a sheik, because she can eat whatever Matonis, the Kohen eats, his daughters could eat also. To bring a raya, an outright raya from adult daughters is not a raya. Why is it not a raya? Because when we're talking about all Kohenos, all women daughters of Kohanim, so we're talking about a woman who has Kedushas Kohuna unto herself. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Gemara discusses, and B'chayris, the beginning of Kedushas, the discussion was that maybe a woman who's a daughter of a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, can eat Truma, not because of her father's chus, not because she's part of her father, but because she herself is a Kohen. She can be a Kabbal Pinyin Abed, so on and so forth. There's a discussion about it. But she has Kedushas Kohuna. She doesn't have to be a Nitval to her father. Our discussion of a Nitval to her father, Reb Chaim Kohen's Kasha, was only on Benois Aroin, on Shivis Yimei Meluv. The Torah Lamai says Benois Aron could eat. What do you mean? They weren't Yoytzim Aron HaKohen after he was Nimshak. Torah says they're Nitfal Aron HaKohen. That Taka would only be Mektanim. So Aron HaKohen, the week of Shivis Yimei Meluv, the daughters that were born to him before Mishi Chosik could only eat Chos of a Shoik. Only, I don't know if Aron HaKohen had daughters before that, but those daughters can only eat from Chos of a Shoik, only be Katnusam, not be Gadnusam. For all time, Kodshe Doiros, they'd be allowed to eat because they have a din of Kahanim. They're born into Kedushas Kuna by dint of the fact that they were born from a Kohen who was a father. Lamaisa, what we're saying is that this idea of being a Nitval, being part of the Kohen, and that's why you have Kedushas Kuna, is only by a Ketana, not by a Boigeres. Lamaisa, the Meshech Chochma, Pashas Kairach, seems to say that way. In the pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach says, "Lagabi a kohen eating his household members being able to eat kol Torah bebeischa." The kol Torah bebeischa would seem to be not only those that are kahana, but anybody who's shayach. Who's shayach that's not, doesn't have kedushas kuna by himself? And we're going about children. We're not going on avodim. The wife of a kohen also has kedushas kuna. The shayla is, who is the pasuk going on Torah bebeischa? The says wife, but this kol Torah bebeischa as a riboy is going on children. Who are the children? They have kedushas kuna themselves. Says the Meshech Chochma Pshan, the pasuk is going on Pinchas. Parshas Korach comes before the Torah, before the end of Balak, when Pinchas killed Zimri. So in Parshas Korach, when that parsha was said to Klal Yisrael, the kol Torah bebeischa was going on somebody who could only eat because he's a nitfal to a kohen, but he doesn't have kedushas kuna by himself. Who's that going on? It's going to Pinchas, going on Pinchas, and it's going on Pinchas because he's a nitfal, because he's a son of Aaron. He's a son of Elozer, the son of Aaron, not because he's a kohen himself. Again, that was only Lishor, because then later on he became a kohen. It's a chiddush. To say that somebody is a nitfal to somebody else, you can say by a koton, he can marry a roof. Father is neman also on his son who's a koton. What's his state? If he's a godel, he's already not neman. And the question is, could a godel be a nitfal to his father? The Meshech Chochma says that yes. The Chazon Ish Lamaisa, in talking on this sugya, says that not. That Benoy Saren, Koidim HaMashicha would be able to eat Medin Nitfal only if they were Ketanois, but not a son. Only a daughter is a Nitfal to a father. Even a Ben Zocha Kotan is not a Nitfal to the father. Another one of the Achrayim in the last 100 years who's done on what would have been the din of the status of Pinchas Lefnei, his newly won kahuna that he got when he killed Zimri, is the Sefer Klei Chemda, one of the classic Pilpul Svarim al Mikra on Kumish, and he's medayik in the Psukim by Shiori Menachos and Pashas Tzav, by the leftover Menachos which we eat by the Kanim, because Kodesh Kedoshim, it says over there, Kol Zocher Bivnei Aroin, that's who eats. By the Chatos, which is also Kodesh Kedoshim, which could also only be eaten by Zichrei Kohen, over there it says Kol Zocher Bakoyanim. It doesn't say Bivnei Aaron, it says Bakoyanim. It says why? It says because Bivnei Aaron includes Pinchas, even though he didn't have Kedushas Kuna, but the Menachos he was included. By Chatos, he says that the Chatos, the Gemara says that Chatos, part of the Kapora was Kehanim Oichlim Balam Eskapim, you needed a Maisa Avoida in the Achil to be Mechaper. That's only a Koyan. So over there it says Kol Zocher Bakoyanim. Mashenga by Menachos, where the Ritzui was completed by the Haktorah, the Achilu was only, who has the schus, who's part of the household of the Kanim? So over there it's called Zocher Bivnei Aaron. Zchorim. Bivnei Aaron includes the Nitfal Pinchas because he's Bivnei Aaron. He doesn't have to have Kedusha's Kuna. So that's another spin-off of this idea. Another shallow we could ask ourselves in the same vein is the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke out a few shiurim ago, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's moved on to the sugi by us, had a din to be able to eat kachim, had a din of a coin that is avidos, a kavod is koyin godl. Lamaisa, would the children of Moshe be able to eat kachim als bevesoi pashtus not? The pashtus is that the din of Moshe was a din of his avoidal, like we said in a previous shiur, but it was not a din that he had a status, a personal status, a mishpocha, yichus status of koyin. So that din would not include his children also. It's important to point out that the dinim of Kahanim that we're discussing the Yichus of the Kahanim, the state of the Kahanim, we're discussing the Ma'is Avoid of the Kohen, how that's given over family-wise. There are dinim that are totally in the children of Kahanim, that are not dinim in the child, that are dinim in the Kohen itself. Namely, what do I mean? The din is a din in Pashas Emor that even though the normal Oynish, Rachman, son of an Isha, Eshish, Zitza, is Bechenek, but a Bas Koyin is Besreifosh. Why? As Aviyah Himachalelas. She gets Sreifa. That din is not a din because the daughter is a Bas Koyin. It's a din because with her Maeses Luz, she's Mechalel, her father. So as long as her father is a Kohen, even if she herself does not have Kedusha of being a Bas Kohen, she would have that din of Sreifa. What's the Raya? The first place we find the Torah, this din of Sreifa's Bas Kohen, is a Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, right after Mechiras Yosef. So it says over there, the Parsha of Yehuda, when Tamar married his sons, Er Vainon, Tamar was waiting Kilu for Shelo Benoi and Lamaisa that she hid herself, and Yehuda was Bala. She was Nisabra. He would say, it says, the Pasuk says over there, Hoytziyu v'sisoref, she was Mizan, it seems. She was a Mu'beres, it seems she was Mu'beres, she was Behiroin Liznunim. So Yehuda passed, she was Chayim Misa, she was taken out. She was Zoycha to Malchus for not embarrassing Yehuda. Mutl Odom, La'ap L'atzme, B'kivshon Shalesh, Va'al Yalb B'necha V'Ram. Yehuda said, Tzotke B'meni, he was Zoycha, he was Maida B'Ram. He was Zoycha that should come out of him, Malchus based David. L'maisa, Rashi says over there, Yitzhu V'sisorev, why Sreifa? Nation's Bechanek. Rashi says over there, B'shem the Medrish, that Tamar was a Bas Kohen, she was the daughter of Shem. The daughter of Shem who was Malkin Tzedek, who was Kohen. So Mamela, she had a din of Sreifa. Frek the Reim, Frek the Velt, and Lechoira, the Kohuna was taken away from Shem, Malkin Tzedek, and it was given to Avram in the Pashas Lech Lecho. So Lechoira, he wasn't a Kohen. So the answer is, the Reim himself discusses it, but the answer that the Lomdim say is that it wasn't that the Kuna was taken away. Kuna lonetzach, that it would be given over as a yichus to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, that was taken away, given to Avram uvizaroi. Shem no longer had the shame that all his descendants were Kohanim, but Shem himself was a Kohen. So Tamar wasn't a bas Kohen in the sense that she didn't have kedusha as Kuna herself. But Lamais, if she was Mizana, she's Michal, her father, who still stayed a Kohen. He was a Kohen, he just didn't have a Kohen to give that over to his children. So her Znus would be Michal, the Kedusha of her father. Over there, the reason why the Bas Kohen is Nisra is not because of her Kedusha, because she shagged her father, but because with her Maise Znus, she's Michal, her father. Her father's a Kohen. So that would be true, Lamashal. If Lu Yitzur, there would be a Kohen that was a daughter of Aaron HaKohen, was Mizana, even if she didn't have Kedusha's Kuna like Pinchas, was because she wasn't born from a Kohen, but she'd be Chayiv Misa Misreifa because she's Michal, her father Aaron. That was the din of Tamar. This is just some of the discussions about the Kedusha's Kuna and how it creates the different dinim, Legabi the Kohen, Hu Vizaroi, V'chol HaNitfalim Elof.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.